Hello, this is Pastor Vic's Nuggets Show, podcasting from historic Hyde Park, New York. And I'm your host, Dr. Vic Torres, pastor, teacher, and author. I'll be presenting a series on Christ, Christians, and Christianity from a biblical perspective. My focus will be on the love, forgiveness, and acceptance found in Jesus Christ, which enables us to live victoriously. This is Basic Christianity 101, Episode 4, entitled The Bible, a Spiritual Book. In our last post, we mentioned that the work of the Holy Spirit is from the inside out. You are being transformed, and in the process, trusting more and more in Jesus. Trusting in Jesus is what faith is all about. So it's important to know God, what He expects of us, as well as what we can expect from Him. If we wanted to know how to operate a piece of equipment like a car or a computer, we would look at the owner's manual. To be successful in God's eyes, we need an owner's manual written by our Creator. God did not leave anything to chance. He provided us with His own owner's manual, the Bible. If we look at the word Bible as an acronym, it might say, Believer's Instructions Before Leaving Earth. Now, when I was a young man in college, I read the Bible as part of my coursework. I wasn't a believer at the time, and I looked at the Bible as a piece of classic literature. To be honest with you, my conclusion after reading the Bible for a semester was that the Bible, it just made no sense whatsoever. It was just sheer foolishness. Then, some years later, after accepting Christ into my life, I started to read the Bible again. And I must admit that I didn't understand it all, but there was something about it that compelled me or drew me to read and reread the Bible. Over time, I discovered timeless truths that changed my worldview and changed my life. Looking back, I now understand that when I was in college, I was trying to comprehend the Bible with my mind or by my intellect alone. And this caused me to miss out the spiritual significance of the Word of God. You see, the Bible must be spiritually discerned. Listen to what the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 2:13 and 14. And he says the following, These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man, that would be the non-believer, does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. You see, we need to learn how to rely on the Holy Spirit to discern the truth. Isaiah says in chapter 55, verses 8 and 9, and this Isaiah is, of course, a prophet, and God is speaking through the prophet, so what we hear are really God's words. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. In a nutshell, God is saying that we cannot fully understand His thoughts and ways because they're much higher than ours. After all, He is the creator of the universe. Come on. What have you created lately that would even come close to what God can do? But because God is higher than our minds can fully comprehend, He provided us His Holy Spirit to communicate everything that we need for life and godliness. And it says that in 2 Peter 1:3. So the Bible is not just a book written by the imaginations of men, but it is a God-inspired book. God breathed the words, as it were. All that is in the Bible was imparted to a group of people by God, and whatever God wanted us to know can be found in the Bible or the Scriptures. The Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Timothy 3:16, he says the following, All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Literally, the word inspiration means God breathed in. And that is profitable for doctrine or truths, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness or right living, that the man or woman of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. So So the Bible shows us the truths of God, what is the wrong way to live life, and the right way to live life, so that we would be fruitful and blessed as Christians. Now, the Bible is broken up into two major parts. The beginning of the Bible is the Old Testament, which is then followed by the New Testament. While it's important to understand that the entire Bible is inspired by God, it's also important to recognize that the Old Testament was written for the Jews who lived under the law of Moses. The New Testament was written for those who put their trust in Jesus Christ. So, as Christians, the New Testament was written for us because we live under grace. And the word grace can be simply defined as God's gift. Now, most people who try to read the Bible begin at the beginning, in Genesis, and that makes practical sense. But if you're going to read the Bible, I would suggest you begin in the New Testament, since what is found in it applies to us as Christians. Later, you can tackle the Old Testament from the perspective of the New Testament. Now, if you've not read the Bible or not read it lately, I'd urge you to try again. This time, before you begin to read, ask God to reveal himself to you in his word. I would also suggest that you start in the Gospel of John, then read, meditate, ponder, think about what you've read throughout the day. It's always best to read something in the morning. Try to read a chapter or less a day. And after completing the book of John, continue on to the book of Acts, which follows, then the book of Romans, and then continue on to the end of the Bible, which is the book of Revelation. Now, if you're sincere in trying to understand the Bible, I can promise you that God will truly amaze you. Now, here's an interesting thought. Can the Bible speak? Sometimes we, as Christians, we use that phrase, the Bible spoke to us, or the Bible speaks. Now, there are two important things that we must remember and accept by faith about the Bible. One, that it is the inspired word of God. God breathed the words that we find in the Bible. And again, we read that earlier in 2 Timothy chapter 3, beginning in 16. Number two, it's a spiritual book. It can be understood by believers who recognize that they themselves are spiritual. 1 Corinthians 6:19 says the following, "Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own?" In other words, the Holy Spirit lives in you, and therefore the Holy Spirit can communicate with you. Now here's some exciting news God promised in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, beginning in verse 6, all the way through 16. I won't read all of it. But that's an important section of scripture to read. And he says that he would give us spiritual eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart or a mind to comprehend the things of God. That means every person is capable of understanding the Bible to the extent that they need to. So how can a Bible, thousands of years old, be relevant and speak to us for our lives today? Well, the Bible is not simply meant to be an intellectual book about the times, places, and people, but a guide for living life. Psalm 119, verse 105 says, "Your word," or the Bible, "your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." The primary purpose of the Bible is to guide you into living a peace-filled, purpose-filled, and joy-filled life. Or in other words, a blessed life. Bible teachers and scholars use the term illumination of the scriptures. And what that means is that as you read the Bible, certain verses or phrases come alive or seem to jump off the page and seem to be relevant to what you're going through at that very moment. Let me illustrate the concept of illumination with an example from my own life. As a new Christian, I used to have a problem with anger. I would get angry over the most ridiculous situations, and that created a tense environment in my relationships, especially with my family. Now, looking back, I would get angry over the silliest things. Now, my anger had become such a part of my life that I was not aware that I was an angry man. Then one day, as I was reading the book of James, verse 1 through 19, or verse 119, the following verse jumped out or illuminated. And it says the following, "So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God." Immediately through that scripture verse, I saw myself for who I was, a very angry man. I didn't take the time to listen. I would speak rashly and become so easily angry. I also saw the impact I was having on my family. It was then that I began a journey with the help of God's Holy Spirit to get to the root of my anger and deal with it. I knew enough that anger leads to bitterness, and bitterness is an emotional poison. To make a long story short, God showed me that I had made a foolish decision as a teenager. I decided that I would not let anyone hurt me emotionally, but that instead of feeling hurt, I would get angry instead. Some call this a hidden vow because you make the vow, you make the promise, and then you forget about it. But the decision had a long-term effect on me. All of this happened because God didn't want me to live my life hurting myself and others. You see, hurting people hurt people. The Holy Spirit illuminated that verse in James, and it had a profound and personal impact upon my life. Today, I can say anger is not a part of my life, but love is. And I can assure you that those around me certainly can appreciate that. So in conclusion, the Word of God, the Bible, has many interesting characters, places, and events, but its primary purpose is to reflect who you really are. Not who you think you are, but who you really are, and then to show you, to lead you, to help you become the person God has always intended you to be. More like Jesus in every way. Let me paraphrase 2 Corinthians 3:18. "But we, with all of our mask removed, looking into a mirror, seeing the Lord Jesus, are being transformed into becoming more like what we see by the working of His Holy Spirit in us." I cannot overemphasize the importance of developing the habit of spending time in the Word. The length of time is not as important as spending time. 5 minutes is better than zero. Now, don't be concerned in the beginning that you don't understand the characters, the places, and the events. All of that will come. Just read the New Testament with an open mind and an open heart, and you will see the scriptures illuminated for you personally. Now, I'm confident of this because I know that God loves you and wants to bless you in every area of your life. You just need to trust and follow Him. Thanks for listening to Pastor Vic's Nuggets of Truth. If you like our show and you want to know more, you can check out our website at www.pastorvicsnuggets.com or www.pastorvic.com. Please leave a review, please comment, and share this podcast. God bless you.